Sometimes when I hear the word memoir, I imagine a thoughtful, reflective look back at a life well lived or some other important work. Yet it's important to remember that sometimes a memoir can be pretty funny, even if the subject matter is dead serious. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new memoirs sure to expand your concept of the genre. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. I think most of our listeners would agree that the importance of humor in tough times could not be more obvious than it is right now. Leslie Gray Streeter's recent Black Widow, a sad, funny journey through grief for people who normally avoid books with words like journey in the title, is a testament to that principle. Streeter originally met her husband Scott in high school right here in Baltimore, but it was 19 years later on a high school reunion Facebook page when the sparks finally began to fly. She was in Florida, working as the Black Carrie Bradshaw, writing a column for the Palm Beach Post. Scott, too, had been living in Florida 20 minutes away, but had moved back north just weeks before they met. After a year of online conversation, he came back south to stay. Leslie and Scott's marriage in 2010 was the first time to the altar for both, he 39 and she 38. But they had just 5 years together before he died of cardiac arrest in 2015. From the first chapter of Black Widow, where she opens with casket selection, then flashes back to the night of Scott's death, this author's ability to ferret out the funny in almost anything makes this book a comfort and a joy. Here she is on what she calls the grief cake diet. We are entering an awful, awful period, the grief cake period, so named for all the cake and booze and carbs and anything not nailed down I will consume. During the next 2 months, I will gain 10 pounds, stop sleeping, and become way too familiar with the staff at the dive bar across the street, right next to the pie shop, as well as the staff of the pie shop. Which is as good a transition as any to our next book, Home Baked, My Mom, Marijuana, and the Stoning of San Francisco by Elia Voltz, whose mother ran a hugely successful pot brownie business in the 1970s. Home Baked is both a lively, well-written memoir of an unusual childhood and an insightful cultural history of the Bay Area. At a time when one plant could send you to jail, Voltz's mother built a business serving a community of hippies and buskers, artists and actors, restaurateurs and shopkeepers. By the time she closed Sticky Fingers for good, AIDS was devastating that community and the brownies had become medicine. There are many jaw-dropping aspects of this book, but one of them is that every decision Voltz's parents made in building a 10,000 brownie per month business was based on consulting the I Ching, which, as you may know, is an ancient Chinese system of fortune-telling. It worked amazingly well in keeping them out of trouble as the character of the city changed after the Milk and Moscone assassinations, the riots that followed them, and other historic events Voltz details. She supplements her engaging, well-written story with family photographs and images of the illustrated bags used for brownie delivery. If you are a fan of Eric Larson's The Devil in the White City, a social history which reads like a novel, definitely try Home Baked. I mean the book, I think.
The books are Black Widow by Leslie Gray Streeter and Home Baked by Elia Voltz. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader to keep you busy during the lockdown. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.